This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Cherry Hill Volvo team compliments you for choosing the Rich Scioli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us, and our team is eager to establish a relationship with you, the Scioli listener. Contact Cherry Hill Volvo.
I always like to begin the show by thinking in terms of what the day is going to bring us. What's on the horizon for the day in terms of our freedom, our liberty, and where things are going. And look, the bottom line is this. We are at a moment in time right now where you've got these Democrat governors who are absolutely using fear to keep us locked down and to keep small businesses under their thumb. They're threatening arrest. They're threatening jail. They're threatening to close people, take away people's licenses. They're calling them cowards. I mean, the language from these people is unbelievable. And they've gone above and beyond what anybody ever intended. The whole idea was, think about it from this perspective, right? All right, so when the Congress was given the powers in the Constitution to declare war, what did that mean? Like, why was Congress given the ability to declare war, not the president of the United States? Think about it, right? Here we have a Congress, a bunch of rogues in the House, a bunch of drunkards in the House, and then the exalted Senate, two senators from every state, not chosen by a popular vote back then, thank God. And so they would come together and debate war. But it was understood the president, as commander-in-chief, would have to act sometimes without the ability of Congress to all get together because they had jobs back then, many of them. They actually were not just full-time politicians. They weren't career politicians back then. So a lot of them would be on the farm doing whatever, and they'd have to get in their carriage, a horse-drawn carriage, and come to D.C., and they'd have to then debate a declaration of war. It was intended to be the legislative branch that declared war. Presidents have emergency powers on a limited basis. Until what? The Congress can show up. That's the whole idea. It's the whole idea behind the War Powers Resolution, too. That the president sometimes has to make quick decisions, and he doesn't have time to consult with Congress. It's not that Congress takes too long to deliberate. Now, that's a misnomer. Some people sometimes say that. They go, well, we can't wait for 450 people to debate. No, that's wrong. Absolutely wrong. Actually, that's what the founders did want. They did want a slow deliberative process before America went to war. They wanted it to be debated. They did not want us to just rush into things. But very oftentimes, presidents have to act. So we have an ability where the president has a certain amount of time where he can act. Then he has to go to Congress. If he wants to continue in that theater of operations, he has to go to Congress and get a formal declaration. That has been understood now for quite some time. But the only reason why the president was given those emergency powers is because Congress may not be in session. And even if they are in session, you quickly have to get everybody together. And sometimes you have to immediately respond to a threat against the United States of America. But once Congress is back in session, once they're all there, it's understood they take over. They take over with the debate of whether or not we should go to war. And then the commander in chief then sets about running the whole show. Right. That's how it's understood in our Constitution. Apply that on the state level. There's an emergency, and the state legislature can't make it to Trenton, can't make it to Harrisburg. They're all over the place. They're part-time jobs. They've got other jobs to do. There's an emergency. A virus is spreading. We have to shut things down. We've got to protect people's lives. I don't have time for the legislature to get back in session. So I'm taking an executive order, 30-day executive order. We're going to create all these measures. Well, now the legislature's there. They got in their cars. They drove there. 2 hours later, they're at the state capitol. Not 2 weeks, not 2 months, two hours at most. I'm talking about the legislators from Camden, Salem County, I should say, Salem County and Sussex County. 2 hours, two and a half with cows in the road. And they all make it to Trenton. They all make it to Harrisburg, maybe 4 hours to Harrisburg if you're coming from like the Berg or something like that. All right, now they're there. Now they take over. That's the way it's supposed to be. The elected representatives take over. And now they begin the process of figuring out what's going to happen with the state through a series of what are called laws. They pass laws. And then the governor can either sign or veto those laws. But the whole notion of whenever there's a problem, suddenly now the legislative branch goes away. And now just the governor's in charge or just the president's in charge. That's absurd. It's absolutely absurd. I mean, just look at the intent of the founding of this country. They wanted it to be a situation where they understood, you know, so-and-so Farmer Bob, who's representing the South Carolina's second congressional district, might take him a little while to get up there. You know, it might take him a couple days to get to Washington. So, you know, if you got to go fight the Barbary Pirates, you got to go do it. You can't wait for a formal declaration from Congress. Got to go do it because they're not all there yet. But here we are now today in a day and age in which every legislator is able to make it to the Capitol within a matter of hours, a day at most. Like if you're Mazie Hirono, senator from Hawaii, who refuses to use air travel now, I believe, because of the Green New Deal. So she'd have to take a boat from Hawaii to get here since she's denounced air travel. And then when she gets to the West Coast, I assume that at that point she won't take anything powered by a fossil fuel. So she's got to take some sort of a hydrogen powered ship or something like the Hindenburg or something to get to Washington. But other than that, everybody can get there pretty quickly. And so when they're there, they can debate things like, do we want to go to war or not? Or do we want to rein in this the president who just decided to attack a country? Or do we want to say, let's go. We're all in. Let's keep attacking the country. But the key is the legislative branch, because they are our representatives. They're our representatives. They represent us. And they're supposed to be doing our bidding. Not necessarily what we want all the time. It's not a democracy. The majority doesn't always get its way. But they're supposed to do what's in our best interest based upon our input, based upon what we say, based upon the fact that they know that we could vote their butts out of office. And then they're supposed to make decisions accordingly to what the will of the people want. I'm telling you right now, the will of the people is not for these governors acting as tyrants and kings without any input from elected legislators and just doing whatever the hell they want. Do you realize now you've got a situation where the legislature in Pennsylvania is passing bills directly contradicting Governor Tom Wolf's executive actions, and he's vetoing them. He's not even listening to them to go, all right, well, you know what? Maybe the emergency is not really an emergency anymore because we can now manage it. A concept of an emergency is not that there's bad things happening. I mean, like, that's crazy to me. The idea that, like, all right, well, you know, something bad is happening, so now we just suspend the separation of powers. We just suspend how we make laws, put one guy in charge because, you know, bad things are happening out there. But bad things are always happening. We live in a perpetual state of bad things happening. Constantly bad things are happening. The goal of the emergency declaration is for everybody to get their stuff together to start to be able to manage it. We can manage it just fine at this point. I mean, the legislature in New Jersey is more than capable of meeting. There's no reason why they can't meet. They're not, you know, dying on the way to Trenton, where, you know, the Hessians are rising up from the grave to kill them on the way to some sort of a revenge ghost story. There's no reason why the legislative branch cannot take over at this point the way it's intended. But you have governors, whether it's Whitmer in Michigan, Joe Biden's potential running mate now, apparently she's being interviewed. Whether it's Murphy in Jersey or whether it's Wolf in Pennsylvania, these governors who are held drunk on power here, and they love this, and they won't even acknowledge that there's a legislative branch because there's a virus out there. So because there's a virus out there, they don't have to play by the rules anymore. The whole point of an emergency declaration is get our stuff together, get our S together. You know why? Get it together. We got it together? Great. Now we legislate accordingly. We pass laws. We pass rules. We pass those sort of things. We don't just go, oh, well, you know, there's a virus, so we're not going to actually follow the whole how a bill becomes a law thing. I mean, that's insane. Imagine if we did that after 9/11. Imagine if after 9/11, after the terrorist attacks, we said, well, as long as bin Laden's alive, we are going to live under a state of perpetual emergency declaration. And there'll be no more legislative branch, and governors will just make decisions, and they'll just have executive orders, and everybody will have to stay in their house and cower until bin Laden's dead. Because we might get attacked again. And to save lives, we got to make sure that everybody stays home and hides under their bed and cries. It's insane. It's absurd. And, you know, the immediate reaction to what I'm saying by somebody is, well, what do you want, people to get sick? No, I don't. I want the Constitution to be followed, all right? I think the legislative branch is more than capable of debating and deliberating how to keep people safe while also keeping our economy from going into absolute ruin. I mean, the kind of ruin that we just never can recover from. So if you're somebody who believes in the separation of powers, believes in checks and balances, and believes in our system of government, then there's only one choice for you. The choice for you is to say, this is unacceptable. These governors acting like they're kings is unacceptable. There's no existential emergency threat right now to their lawmaking abilities. Let me say that again. There's no existential direct immediate threat right now to their lawmaking abilities. They have absolutely the ability to make laws right now. And there's no reason why they can't. We don't need the executive orders anymore. We don't need him controlling everything. We don't need an emergency declaration because, unfortunately, I believe that last night maybe 150 people died in New Jersey. That's in a state of 9 million people. 150 people died of the coronavirus. I'm sorry, but that does not justify you usurping the legislative branch of government. It doesn't. It doesn't. Now, if 1 million people died last night because aliens were actively attacking us right now, and part of the alien invasion is that they were destroying, they're killing state senators on their way to Trenton, well, then that's different. Now, sign an executive order, do what you got to do to protect us from the alien invasion. But that's not what's happening here. And this is crazy. It's absolute craziness. And the reason why is because you guys like Tom Wolf, he's an arrogant millionaire, one percenter who doesn't care about people. He doesn't give a damn about you if you've got a salon or you're trying to make a living. He doesn't give a damn about you because he's got all the money he needs. He could care less about you. So Pennsylvania blocked a company that makes American flags from operating during the pandemic. That's right. This is from PolitiFact Pennsylvania, fact-checking by the Philadelphia Inquirer. State Representative Brad Rowe posted on May 11th, Governor Wolf is not allowing companies that distribute U.S. flags to ship out orders to be placed at veterans' graves for Memorial Day. We wondered whether Governor Tom Wolf had really blocked Pennsylvania-based American flag distributors from operating during the pandemic. And yes, it turns out, yes, he did. Not only did Wolf exclude Flag Zone, a manufacturer in Gilbertsville, from his original list of life-sustaining businesses permitted to operate during the pandemic, his administrator last week also rejected the company's application for a waiver. Flag Zone is one of the only American flag manufacturers in Pennsylvania and one of only a half dozen across the country. The company typically distributes more than 6 million small stick flags annually. Casey Smith. Now let me ask you this question. Could you imagine the Pennsylvania legislature passing a law that says this flag zone cannot operate during this pandemic? No? You can't? How come? Oh, that's right, because the people would go badass crazy. That's why. Because it's absolutely unconscionable that they would pass a law like that. So they wouldn't, because they're not stupid. They wouldn't pass a law like that because they know we'd be outraged. But can the governor do it with a stroke of his pen? Yep. See what I mean about why executive orders need to expire after at least maximum 30 days. They have to expire after a maximum of 30 days. Because this is what happens. You get stuff like this. Casey Smith, who I didn't elect. Did you elect Casey Smith? Did anybody elect Casey Smith? No. A spokesperson for the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development told the Reading Eagle that the Wolf administration's top priority is protecting the health and well-being of Pennsylvania. And that flag making, while patriotic, simply isn't life-sustaining. The hell does life-sustaining have to do with it? Honestly, what does life-sustaining have to do with it? Nothing. Doesn't have to do with nothing. I mean, if I go to Home Depot and buy flowers, is that life-sustaining to me? Maybe. Maybe that keeps me alive. Maybe that keeps me going. Maybe flowers in my backyard are the difference between me taking my own life and going on one more day in the middle of this pandemic. What the hell is she to tell me it's not life-sustaining? Maybe seeing an American flag on my son's grave who died in Iraq is the thing that keeps a Gold Star mom from just giving up. What the hell? How does she know what's life-sustaining for people and what's not? You know, a Gold Star parent who goes on Memorial Day and looks at her son's grave and sees that there's no American flag on there, that might be incredibly crushing to her as she deals with the grief of the loss of her son. But maybe that little American flag, that small American flag can serve as a reminder to her of the sacrifice he made for her country. And that's the difference that gets her through another day. I don't think Casey Smith is qualified to tell people what is life-sustaining and what's not. Do you? No. And did anyone elect her? No. Did anyone elect any of these people? Memorial Day celebrations and ceremonies are a staple in our nation, and many Pennsylvanians will need to adjust their routine this year to accommodate our new normal. We encourage all Pennsylvanians to honor our nation's fallen in their own special way. But here's the catch, right? Turns out that the flags had already been manufactured and were sitting in a warehouse. That's right. Flag Zone President Daniel Ziegler said it would take only a few workers to ship 400,000 flags that have been ordered by 24 Pennsylvania counties in anticipation of Monday's holiday. Bucks, Chester, Delaware counties were among those waiting to receive their orders. Now, explain to me why this is even, why this makes any sense. So on Monday, Flag Zone got some good news. The state cleared the way for the company to ship some, not all, some flag orders, even as it held firm that flag manufacturing is not essential during the pandemic. Why is it not essential is my question. Why not? Why not? Does making an American flag help spread the coronavirus? Does the coronavirus spread easily on American flags that I don't know about? Does somebody manufacturing this or shipping this out versus somebody shipping a bunch of crap made in China from Amazon from one of their many warehouses? What's the difference there? I'm curious. If somebody goes online and orders an American flag kit made in China, Amazon will deliver it in a day at most, maybe an hour. That's essential, though. That's okay. That's all right. This Tom Wolf is out of control. He's out of his mind, this guy. He is. He's out of his mind. This guy's an arrogant jerk. Him and the other guy across the river, they don't give a damn about you. These are rich millionaires who don't need the money, and they don't care about you. They don't know what it's like to struggle. They don't know what it's like to suffer. And frankly, when you do talk about suffering, they think you're a whiny little deplorable. Who the hell are these people to tell me that you can't have American flags on the graves, on veterans' graves, on the fallen's graves on Memorial Day? That Gold Star parents can't put these flags out in honor of their children? What a jerk.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.